today someone brings you something. Yesterday they...
Did not?
Oh, that. Well, yesterday they also...
Brought you something?
Okay, and they had...
Had brought?
Oh, did you ever have, you know, like if you had relatives or guests over or something where you put on the floor for a sleeping place, you know, just a makeshift thing with
that? It. I don't know.
Mattress? Call it a pallet?
Well, that was way back in the old days, I guess. That is a word for it. But we never used anything like that.
See, did you ever hear the term bottomland?
Yes, ma'am. We had bottomland out on our farm.
What is that?
It's land that's down close to the water or below water level. We had some that we drained. It had been underwater and we drained it, put a dike around the farm and drained the water all off, pumped it out, and we raised a crop of peppers, green peppers that year. Mm-hmm. That were almost as big as cantaloupes. Yes. That's hard to believe. But they were the prettiest peppers you ever saw, and when you took them in the market, the lads couldn't believe their eyes.
We had some that drained.
But bottom land is lowland.
What would you call land that pretty much had water in it? I mean, it was just
marsh.
Is that the same thing as swamp?
Yes, there's half a dozen different words for it.
Is marsh, well, are they both like seawater or freshwater?
Well, I guess a marsh is more close to the ocean or salty water. I know they talk about the marshes up around Brunswick, Georgia, where they have so much lowland and marshland, that's the way they refer to it. Mm-hmm. The marshland.
What would you call a field that was only good for like raising grass, clover, something else? You know, besides not a pasture, but something.
I can't think. There's land that they call fallow, I think, that doesn't raise too much. I don't know what you'd call it. Pasture land.
Would you call it meadow?
Well, no, meadow is not. Meadow is just grass land. It's not where you raise anything or raise the grass. It's just a natural grass land.
What do you call like poor sandy soil? Part sand and part clay.
No. Just sand.
Have you ever heard of that word?
Well, loam, I wouldn't call it. That's part clay and part sand. I wouldn't call that bad land. I'd call that good soil.
Does it grow well?
Loam, yes. Could be mistaken, but I always thought loam was pretty good soil.
And maybe it should, you know, like a lot of them. Oh, they've got another one, rich soil. So people use it for, I guess, use the same word for different, for the opposite.